Chovos Halvavos, Thursday night. Chov Beis Shvat. Shari Yichud HaMaisa, page Kuf Pei. And we'll start with the new paragraph. Lafika Chani Omer, therefore I say, Shekol Ma Shehizkarnu Liel B'Shar Zeh. Everything we talked about earlier in this shar. Mimashim Mesapek HaYetzer Al HaAdam. First, the Yetzirah tries to make a person doubt certain truths. Hareim lo yuchal asapko b'hem, and if he can't do it, stamazoi, like if he can't do it straight out, then we learned yochel his vakeach imo, he'll ask questions, and he'll start to question things. B'hol aleihem b'hochachos urayos levadol asam umus atzlo, b'chasher tamud al hatuyosa. But once you realize that it's sheker, and it's just silly points, chulshos rayosov, v'loyuchal iskomei negdecho, and he can't win that way, v'lo levatel mashiyadato, amitoso unuchunoso, v'mashikodim lono b'shar hazeh, that really it's easy to get rid of the Yetzirah, because it's sheker. So now he's going on, he's moving on in this perek, to discuss different things, the Yetzirah, how the Yetzirah works, what he tries to get you to do. So he's moving away now from the big things, emuna and things like that. Now he's talking about madregas, avoda, how you serve Hashem, how you do mitzvahs. So he says the first thing is he tries to spoil. Really, this whole thing is a tangent. He tries to spoil his shayar yichud hamaisa. He tries to get him to do things for people, not for Hashem, not because they're intrinsically correct or incorrect, but because of what people will think. Now, it's a gray area. So the Yetzirah will say things which really make sense, as we'll see in a moment, because I can give you a whole speech how you have to do things, and people are going to be learning from you, so you can't do anything that people are going to look at you untoward. And maybe when I was growing up, they said, if you keep your tzitzis out, it's going to be a chil Hashem, because you're not tucked in. And this is a chil Hashem, and that's a chil Hashem, and you don't want to turn people off, it's a chil Hashem. And I'll quote Gemaris, and he'll say Mitzachem v'seichel tov bein elikim v'yodom, and he'll have all the right words, and his purpose will be that when you do anything, you'll take into account what people are going to say, which is not correct. It's against Shari Yichud HaMaisa, because you very quickly fall into it. Sometimes it might be true, but it's only when Hashem wants you to take people into account. So you have to recognize it for what it is. Most of the time, you forget about people. It's very rare that you'll be up in a situation. Okay, there are certain things. You're not allowed to do something that people are choshed you're doing an Aveira. That part's true. But when you do a good thing, you put on tefillin in the morning, you don't say, I'm doing it so that people shouldn't look at me that I'm doing an Aveira. You're doing it because Hashem told you to do it. And he almost goes into satire. I'm very happy for you. He's really being very clever. He's complimenting him as if he's a sholem already. In Benodom Amoko, right? So, you know, you're cleared with Hashem, but now you have to worry about what people think, because with Hashem you're clear. The Yetzirah is not above exaggeration. He says, Yomamish, you reached the highest heights of anybody else in this generation. You're over Hashem. And you've already fulfilled, you're for sure fulfilling your obligation to thank Hashem and to feel gratitude to forgiving him everything you do. You made it. You're fine. Vinei roi lecha litnos, but now you have to worry about something else. Neyata gam lemiloi mitzos chavusach levnei adam. You know, you have to connect with people. You have to make a kiddush Hashem with people. You have to look at how people are looking at you, what they're learning from you. Ki yodua lecha sheheim sibos l'toalt chav v'nizkecha. You have to live with people, right? You're living with people. They're going to be the cause of your success or failure, the way people think of you. Right? You want to make a yeshiva, they'll tell you. So you need support from people. So you have to do this. You have to, you know, if you have a certain sheet that you hold is correct, you say, you know, you want people to hold of you. You want people to support the yeshiva, right? And then you'll be able to mamash be marbitz Torah, and it'll be so much better. So you have to allow this. Let's say you hold something's wrong. You have to allow this. Or let's say you hold something's right. Let's say I hold boys should play basketball. Ben Asdorim. That's what I hold. Let's assume for a moment. I do hold like that, by the way, but right, I hold like that. So I know what goes on when they have staff meetings. They sit down and you say, you know, it's true that the boys have to play basketball, but what are people going to think of us? Right? We're going to be mechutz l'machaneh. We're not going to be accepted like a regular yeshiva. We let the boys play basketball, and then it's going to spoil the whole purpose for opening the yeshiva. So the Chavir of Ovis wants you to, that's the Yetzirah talking. It's wrong. That's what he's saying. But the Yetzirah will tell you, in other words, what's the Yetzirah tell you? That the success of your yeshiva, and it sounds extremely plausible. We say this to ourselves 10 times a day. The success of your yeshiva, after all, is going to depend on if people come to it or not. You can have very nice shittos and very wonderful ideas, but l'maisa, the yeshiva is going to collapse and nobody's going to come. You're going to be mechutz l'machaneh, and that's all. You're finished. Your success is going to be because people look up to you, and you go down, if they have tainus to you. Be smart. Don't be right. Be smart. Right? That's a pismon people say. The Mr. Roslin, give them what they want to know. Tell them what they want to hear. And then you'll have a successful yeshiva. You'll end up being Marbitz Torah much more like this. What's going to happen? You know, you have a product to sell. You want to teach Torah. How are you going to teach Torah if people don't come to yeshiva? Very reasonable. And he even tells them a mission of Pirkei Avos. You see, the Yetzer knows Pirkei Avos. Kol sheruach habrios nocha emenu, ruach hamokom nocha emenu. Very, very nice. Okay. So you have to recognize it for what it is. If you hold something, this happens all the time. I mean, any yeshiva, any mosad, right? They want to take a certain kav. They say, what are people going to think of us? Right? They're always looking at public opinion, and then they're justifying it because we need money for support, and we need people to hold of us, and we need this, and we need that, and that, what's going to be, and then we're going to end up defeating the whole purpose. Anelo, you should answer the Yetzer. Umayoli, the success or failure of me, or of the yeshiva, whatever the case happens to be, l'sratus of cholosh kamoni, just like I'm a cholosh, I'm a human being. The other people are also just human beings. It can't be that my success or failure is totally in people pathetic as I am. Asherim b'kocholo ileni v'lo lazikeni. My success or failure will not depend on people. Success and failure will depend if Hashem wants you to succeed or fail. It doesn't depend on people. For Amar HaKosov, Chidlo Lochem Min HaOdom, forget about people. Asher Neshomo Biyabu Kibamen Echshavu. And then he says, you know, tell the Yetzirah, I got something for you to tell the Yetzirah. The Eloi Yisichayu B'kachav, I have to make people happy, but I'd have to make the whole world happy. Because someone's always going to have tainus to you, whatever you do. So if you take as a premise that you have to have people, you have to play to the crowd, so you can't. Because you have to play to the whole crowd. And you can't play to the whole crowd. Because some people want you to do like this, some people want you to play basketball, right? Some people don't want you to play basketball. So if you want to make people happy, you end up spending your whole life like a ping pong ball, what you think, like a politician nowadays, right? They do whatever they think the people want, that's what they give them. I can't make everybody happy. I can't even make my children happy. My children. I can't even satisfy my children. I do something, these ones don't like it. Right? You ever try to go on a Chalamoy trip? Right? You can't make your children happy. This one wants to do this, this one wants to do that. You told me from Pirkei Avos that I should worry about what it says in Pirkei Avos, that people have to hold of you. And people have to think well of you. Save that for Sunday night.